This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Quick update from our listeners. How about the road report here? Visibility on 83 north of Bismarck. Terrible. They have put out a warning. If they're going to close down Highway 83 yet or any other highways, hopefully they give people in the surrounding area that work in Bismarck a heads up so they can get home. There you go. There you go. Senator Kevin Cramer is here, has a special guest going to be joining us in momentarily. He's not yet on the line, but we're excited to have Anis Freedom on today. Anis Kanter Freedom, who is a young basketball star in Turkey, set his sights on the American dream, moved to the United States, wanted to play college basketball. NCAA said, no, you were paid in Turkey, so you can't. So entered the NBA draft, chosen third overall, and a promising career began. When he learned of corruption in his home country, he called out leaders in Turkey. So the Turkish government didn't like that, tried to silence him. He stood tall, risking the loss of his family and his citizenship, spoke out against the atrocities taking place in Turkey. His family lost their jobs, were forced to denounce their son and brother, and he hasn't been allowed in his home country since. Last year, when he became aware of the human rights abuses in China, he spoke up again. Like Turkey, China and the NBA tried to silence him. His voice became louder and more profound as he gained prominence standing up to China, God bless him, as well as the NBA and its many superstars who are totally complicit in this. So, you know, and what he was doing, by the way, standing up to saying, hey, you can't, you know, you've got slave labor going on here. Sneakers that were made with slave labor. Hello, Nike. And the NBA getting paid billions of dollars for lucrative Chinese television contracts. So he exposed the superstars of pro basketball as total cowards and hypocrites. He was not to be silenced. And took this on. Pretty amazing story. And the league cut him out. His team cut him out. Colluded together. And he became a naturalized citizen of the United States, changed his last name to Freedom, and is going to be at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium with a speech about freedom isn't free. Senator Cramer, introduce your special guest who joins us on our line right now.
Hey, Scott. Well, thanks so much for having us. And it is really a pleasure for me to, first of all, be able to introduce to the What's On Your Mind audience, my friend Anis Freedom. But I'm really looking forward to him coming to Bismarck. Although after, if he listened to that little snow report you just gave, Anis might reconsider. We are in the middle of a massive storm right now, but it'll all be done by next week when Anis comes. But you just did a wonderful job of laying out, his background. And I think a lot of NBA fans obviously know who Anis is. A lot of, you know, conservative and liberal human rights advocates know about Anis' story, particularly as it relates to the NBA calling out China, including some calling out some of his you know, his peers in the NBA as it relates to China's human rights abuses. But it's a heck of a story. I mean, Anis' story from childhood on is a great story, and I hope a lot of people can come out. But right now, I just want to turn the microphone and the airwaves over to Anis because he's going to share a little bit, give you a little teaser. Hi, Anis. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Senator. Hey, everybody. First of all, I grew up east side of Turkey, so I'm really used to being, you know, snowy and cold, so I'll be okay.
All right, good. You're ready for a little winter. Winter should be over by then. We should be fine by the time you get here. By the way, it is April 19th, 6 p.m., Bell Mayhus Auditorium. Tickets are available at BismarckEventsCenter.com to get those 6 p.m. on the 19th. Talk about this powerful story you have and how you put that in front of crowds. What will you talk about when you come to Bismarck, Anis?
Yeah, I think, first of all, this is my second time we'll be coming to North Dakota. I think it was, for me, first time I got there. I had some friends there, and I loved it. You know, I wanted to come back, especially when the senator invited me. I was, like, super excited. you know, I think it is important to, you know, just share your message with every corner in America. It is important because it's above everything, because it's human rights. You know, I think it is important to let people know that they are living in an amazing country. And for me, it was always important to especially share my message with the young generation, because if we want to have a better and brighter future, we have to educate and inspire our young generation, you know. And also, if you're an NBA player, obviously everybody goes to this, you know, cities like Miami, LA, or New York, but it is important to touch every corner and touch every heart. So for me, whenever I heard that opportunity, I was like, that is amazing, the opportunity for me to just go there and just, you know, touch everybody's heart. So I'm really excited.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you're coming and you care enough about what some consider flyover country. So it's amazing. You know, do you ever look back and say this wasn't worth it, what you've done? I mean, you've been canceled by Turkey, been canceled by the NBA. They've, you know, taken away your ability to make a living, and all you're doing is speaking out for people that don't have a voice. Has this been at any point where you've said, I don't know if this is worth doing?
You know, this is bigger than myself. This is bigger than basketball and NBA. You know, people need to understand this. You know, I think what Chinese Communist Party is doing is not one of the worst human rights abuses in the world today. And someone had to open that door to let everyone know what's going on. And because, unfortunately, when money is involved, business involved, so many people are scared to, you know, talk about these uncomfortable conversations, you know. So I remember, you know, the last 10 years I have been talking about the problems that are happening in my home country, Turkey, and I was doing a basketball camp actually this past summer, and I was taking pictures with the kids, and one of the parents, you know, called me out in front of everybody. You know, the media was there, kids and parents and everybody, coaches, everybody was there, and he said, how can you call yourself a human rights activist when your brothers and sisters in a concentration camp in China getting tortured and raped? I was shocked. You know, I turned around to that parent and I promised. I was like, I promise I'm going to get back to you. So once I started to study, I was like, you know, if you are carrying a heart, you can just not be silent about this abuses are happening in China. So that's why I wanted to use my platform. And now looking back, I have no regrets. I just wish that I did even louder and stronger, you know. But, you know, everybody's obviously saying you lost your job, you lost your family and everything. But people need to understand my family is only one. There are so many families out there, you know, around the world are suffering right now. So,
how about the fact that the NBA is a fertile ground for protest against America with the Black Lives Matter effort? That's embraced and part of the brand, if you will, of the NBA. But you're not able to protest China. What did you make of that? Does anybody explain that at any level of the NBA? A coach, an owner, you know, the league itself?
Every time I sit down with a player or a coach or someone from the NBA, I'm like, listen, 2 years ago when everybody was on NBA bubble, right, we talk about the importance of Black Lives Matter. You guys put those phrases behind our jersey, put those BLM logos on the court, everything right. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, NBA is finally standing up for something bigger than basketball. But then 2 years later, this happens. That NBA is silent. So that is the hypocrisy that I want to you know, expose, and that is the one thing that frustrates me. When you talk about Black Lives Matter, right, the business side or the money side is not going to affect NBA's pocket. But obviously, when you talk about China and China's Communist Party, right, that is going to affect the business, the jersey sales, the shoe sales, the business you're doing with China or the money. So that's why that is the one thing that really frustrates me in this time period. So,
wow. Kevin, I want to get you in here with a question. We have about a minute left. What else do you want to hear from Anas?
Well, right now I'm emotional just listening to him talk about
the loss of his family is just a small sacrifice on behalf of families all across the world. And that's what makes Ennis so very special. It's the boldness of his proclamation along with just the sweetness of his heart, which speaks in ways that none of the rest of us can. And Ennis, what I would ask you maybe just as wrapping up, what does it mean to be an American? You know, Ennis has only been an American citizen there for about 2 months. Tell us a little bit about what's special about America.
It's a crazy story. I remember when I came to America for the first time, one of my teammates actually criticized the president. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, what happened? I was like, you're going to be in jail. You're criticizing the president. He started to laugh. He's like, listen, man, this is not Turkey. This is America. So he tried to explain to me what freedom of speech, freedom of religion, expression of press means, right? And I was like, I had no idea because, like, that's not what I grew up in Turkey. But, I mean, people should feel very, very blessed to be in this situation in America because we have rules and laws and checks and balances. And I do want to, you know, appreciate the senator because whenever you talk about this uncomfortable situation, not many of the politicians will want to get into this, you know. So that's why the support of the senator means so much to me because, unfortunately, my teammates or anyone else out there is just very scared.
Wow.
Even be my
friend. Hold that thought, if you would, Ennis. We'll finish in just a moment on the other side of the break. Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to North Dakota. Mark the calendar. May 6th, 7 p.m. Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the world's most foreknown critics of the COVID-19 policies, will be here, along with lawyer Chris Kobach, who litigated for the federal government on behalf of the state of North Dakota against the COVID shot mandate. May 6th, 7 p.m. Sponsored by Freedom Matters USA. Hosted by North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Or to get more information, go to the NDCA webpage, ndcan.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No travel advice now for Southwest North Dakota as well. Got a caller in New Salem with a report coming up here in a bit. It is a rough day out there. Jamestown West, well, you know, the weather guys will tell you to draw a line from Grand Forks to Jamestown. and pretty much everything west of that is going to just continue to deteriorate in the valley. Sorry to report for folks out west, there is not much of anything other than cloudy skies, a little drizzle. Brought to you today by the University of Mary. Helping working adults elevate their careers and finish their degrees for over 60 years, the university values its students' prior education and life experiences, giving credits for the areas in which you are already proficient. Novel concept. Of course, it's available online, and in the evenings, you can just choose the best way to learn while you continue to work and fulfill your other responsibilities. Pursue an education that's affordable and flexible at the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Use the promo code SCOTT to waive the application fee. And our guest, Annis Cantor Freedom, human rights fighter, who is coming for the good folks from Be Truthful, North Dakota's conservative-minded education group that is bringing in these great speakers to North Dakota, is going to be at the University of Mary as well and do a basketball camp. So we'll tell you more about that in a minute. Annis, we went to a break, so we didn't give a chance to finish the answer to Kevin's question about what you believe we as Americans should not take for granted. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
I mean, people need to understand, you know, just because of you tweet or just because of you speak your mind or just because of you criticize this and that, you're not going to be thrown in jail. The media outlets won't be shut down. And if you're a journalist, you write. You're not going to be, you know, thrown in jail just because of you write your opinion. You know, people need to understand, you know, in America, there are rules and laws, checks and balances. And, you know, there is freedom of speech, religion, expression, and press. So, if you go out there in some other countries out there in the world, like obviously the China and Turkey and many other dictatorships out there, you know, unfortunately, it's horrible. I mean, look what's happening to China right now. They don't respect humans. They pretty much put people in cages and put houses, and they're not letting them leave their houses. So like, people need to understand and how lucky they are, how blessed they are to be in a situation like in America.
You know, and counter to that is exactly what you've exposed in China. What do you want us as Americans to know about what's going on in China, which sends us a lot of, you know, cheap crap, for lack of a better term, right? We're addicted to, you know, cheap stuff. So then we sort of have, I love the pair of Nikes. Wait a minute. Do you know how Nikes are made? You've brought that to light. Tell people what they need to know about China before we let you go.
First of all, if you pick up an item and if you see made in China, put that back, put it down, you know, because there's so much blood and sweat and oppression behind those items. That's like the best thing you can do right now. But other than that, you look at every part of China. You look at what Tibetans are going through. It's a cultural genocide. You look at what Uyghurs are going through. It is genocide. Look at Taiwan. You know, China can invade them any minute. You look at southern Mongolians and, you know, Hong Kong. It's like, it's a country that unfortunately the people is not being taught enough in our society. But we just need to bring more awareness, you know, also educate everybody around us. So it is important for everyone to just, you know, wake up to this thing, because China's Communist Party is not our friend, and people need to know that.
Yeah, and you have brought a lot of that to light, and sometimes it takes someone with a stage like you have and a presence you have and a trust you have from, you know, whether it's kids looking up to you or parents that appreciate your stand for freedom to know that. And that started for you in Turkey with the very same thing there, right? And what was being done in your home country. So you've had some experience with that. That's what cost you the relationship with your home country and your family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned when you learned about what happened to the Chinese, how you said you're going to get to the bottom of this, you're going to learn about it, you're going to speak about it. What led you to start this effort for human rights in Turkey?
There was a corruption scandal happened in Turkey. President Erdogan and his family was involved in it. And that is the first time I said something about it. And obviously, the things I said affected me and my family. You know, my dad was a genetic professor. He got fired from his job. My sister went to medical school for 6 years. She still cannot find a job. My little brother was playing basketball. He got kicked out in every team that he signed with. But they were getting affected so much, they had to put a statement out there and said, we are disowning NS. And then after that, Turkish government didn't believe that. They sent police to my house in Turkey, and they raided the whole house, and they took every electronics away because they wanted to see if I am still in contact with my family or not. Well, they couldn't find anything, and they still took my dad in jail for a while, but we put so much pressure from here to Turkey, they let him go. But then, you know, they put my name on Interpol list, they revoked my passport, they actually tried to kidnap me in Indonesia and stuff. So it is very rough, and this is just me talking about democracy and human rights and wanting to have freedom in my country. So that's why people should feel very lucky, very, very lucky.
Wow.
In here.
All I know is I miss you in Celtic Green, brother.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, but he has more important work to do.
He does.
And it's going to be fun to see you. Kevin, anything else you want to say before we let Enos go?
Not other than we're just looking forward to your trip. Be safe, Enos. I love you, and we'll see you when you get here.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Look forward to this. April 19th. Get that on your calendar. 6 p.m. Bell Mayhus Auditorium, Bismarck. BismarckEventCenter.com. And thanks to the Be Truthful organization. There's a group of just warrior moms that just that want to bring in these great speakers. They brought in a whole host of good ones. Carol Swain most recently on the whole poison in education of critical race theory. And Scott Atlas, Trump's advisor on coronavirus, was here.
All right, now the most important question before you go, Enos. Do you emphasize defense or offense at your camp? Or are you equal with both?
Oh, God, good question. You know what? How about we just do both?
Okay. Come on.
He's got a little political future. He's got a political future.
He knows defense makes offense, man. Defense makes offense.
But I do have a very special game at the end of the game, and whoever wins that game is going to have a very special prize. So I'm not going to tell what the prize is. But everyone should be ready and be in shape.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Enos. God bless you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Enos. Yep. Thank you.
And by the way, this is Monday and Tuesday. So Monday, this is this coming Monday now, folks. There's going to be a lunch with the famed NBA skills coach, Mark Kinnebrew, and he's actually hosting a youth basketball clinic from 1 until 3. And then on Tuesday, a lunch with community leaders. And then he'll speak at the University of Mary at 3 o'clock, which is wonderful as well. So you have him with students out of UMary, right, Kevin?
I do. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get dozens, if not hundreds, of young kids out for Mark's Mark Kinnebrew's basketball camp. He runs what's called IPT, Impossible Training. It's an Indiana Pacers camp that he's been doing here in Bismarck and throughout North Dakota for quite a while. Mark's got an interesting story himself, and he'll be on with this here in a little bit. And then and then, of course, so hopefully he'll talk to hundreds of kids there. Who knows? But then out at the University of Mary, we expect, well over 100, maybe a couple of hundred students, largely collegiate student athletes that Enos will be speaking with. And as you can tell, Enos is a bridge builder. Enos is a remarkable young man whose example of boldness, I have to tell you, inspires me, Scott. I mean, it's easy in our country to sort of take a laissez-faire approach to a lot of things, but he inspires boldness.
And again, BeTruthful.org, what a great organization. Yeah. Thank you to these warrior women who have just done so much to get the truth out there. I mean, it couldn't be any more clear in their name, BeTruthful.org. Right. So we really appreciate what they're doing in hosting this. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll see if the coach calls here, and then we have Bob Krause standing by to talk space egg today from the University of North Dakota. Stay tuned.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today, 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States inflation data hit a milestone high last month amid surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents, climbing to 8.5%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday the highest rate since December of 1981 and an increase from February 7.9%. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg.
It's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I want to tell you about another event that should be on your calendar. This is less than a month away now. Dr. Peter McCullough is coming. I love it when these folks come to North Dakota because there's an opportunity to just bust through all the things that are out there. You know, and his freedom story is amazing, but it's not exactly on the front page or the evening news or anywhere else. So be able to come and take that in is pretty amazing. But Dr. Peter McCullough, along with Chris Kobach, who is a attorney that went to the Supreme Court on behalf of two North Dakota businesses litigating against the federal government on the vaccine mandates. And Dr. Peter McCullough is published, peer-reviewed, incredible credentials, and has been a champion about stopping federal overreach on COVID and the mandates. So you'll enjoy this. This is May 6th, 7 p.m. That'll be at the Avalon Theater in Fargo, sponsored by Freedom Matters USA, hosted by ND Conservative Advocates. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or more information available at the NDCA webpage, which is ndcan.org. You'll like that. All right, before we let Senator Kramer go, after the very special guest, Anis Freedom, joined us moments ago in the last segment, the last two segments, to talk about his trip to North Dakota next week. We wanted to talk a little bit about how kids can benefit from what's happening next week. And, Kevin, we have another one of your special guests on, so go ahead and tell us about...
So when we, you know, when Anis said he wanted to do a youth basketball clinic while he was in North Dakota, he likes to do those, obviously. Right away, Chris and I thought about Mark Kinnebrew, who runs the IPT program here in North Dakota. Mark is from Minot, lived in Bismarck, has his own gym and an incredible high-level program, NBA-style basketball camps. And so we called Mark because we knew he could put it together quickly and we needed to do it quickly. But I learned something about Mark that I didn't know before as it relates to even to Anis Freedom and most importantly, Turkey. And so Mark's joining us now. Just give us a few details on what he might be doing with Anis on Monday at the basketball clinic, and welcome him now just to share some of that. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Great to have you, and I'm excited that the youth of Bismarck and the state will be able to take part in this event. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned for this camp.
Well, next week, Monday, we're going to try to get as many kids involved as we can. We got a 2-hour time slot at St. Mary's. really don't have a plan yet as far as what we're going to go through. You know, kind of whatever Ennis wants to do, and I'll guide it however he wants me to. We can, you know, get into some of the training style that we work on. Don't have much of a plan yet.
Is it all ages, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And how do kids get involved? They want to be part of this and meet him and be part of the camp. What do they do to sign up?
On our Facebook page, which is one of my programs, which is Impact Basketball, we have it posted on our Facebook page, and there's just a registration sheet that kids can sign up for. If they happen to miss the registration, I mean, as far as I know, we're not capping numbers, so they can just show up at St. Mary's at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3 next week, Monday.
This is coming quick, but that's going to be what a great opportunity for these kids. Man, yeah. That's amazing. Of course, you know, you've got a world-class trainer right there in North Dakota, right here in Bismarck, and the star that has become Ennis Freedom together, Kevin. That's going to be a great lineup.
Well, it is. They're going to certainly see some great basketball talent and probably learn a few tricks of the trade. Hopefully, more importantly, they're going to learn about how to be wonderful young men who are willing to and bold enough to take big stands for big things that are bigger than basketball. And Mark does a lot of that himself. And Mark, I think you ought to tell us all a little bit about your relationship with Ennis's home country of Turkey, because this is something I didn't know until I talked to Mark specifically about this clinic.
Yeah. So I grew up in the military. My mom and dad were both in the military, which is how I ended up in North Dakota. We were they were stationed in Minot. But with that comes a lot of travel. And so I was born in England, in Oxford, England. And shortly after that, my parents were stationed in Turkey. I think I had to be right around 4 or 5, maybe. And in Turkey is where I learned how to ride a bike. I have very few memories of Turkey, but that's just one that I do have. And I think we were in Turkey for 2 to 3 years, somewhere around there. But just growing up in the military, I've had an opportunity to travel and live in a lot of different places. But I've been in North Dakota now since 93, I think, is when we moved here. And I've pretty much been here since.
Wow. What a neat connection there. Mark Tambrew.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
I appreciate you joining us today, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity for kids. I hope they take advantage of it. Not only to have your training, which is awesome to have in North Dakota. I saw something recently about the 300-plus certified trainers out there. Mark Tambrew ranked top 5, one of the best trainers in the world, and he's right here in North Dakota. And that with the combination of Ennis Freedom, what a great day it's going to be. That'll be Monday, 1 till 3 at St. Mary's for the basketball camp. Get your kids there. Check out the Facebook page, Impact Basketball, to get signed up. And then, of course, get your tickets at BeTruthful.org at BismarckEventCenter.com. Details at BeTruthful.org for Ennis Freedom. And that, again, is coming up on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and you said boys and girls, all ages, right, Mark?
That is correct.
All
yeah.
right.
Fantastic.
Skills and drills.
Fantastic.
Hey,
Mark, thanks.
And guys, I'm going to give a ticket for the Belle Mayhew's event to every ball player that comes and participates in the clinic. So that'll save your family $12 that when they go to buy their tickets for the Belle Mayhew's event.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's going to be great. And you get about 1,000 folks in the Belle Mayhew, so pack that place jam full to hear this great message. Yeah. Really looking forward to it. Kevin, thanks a bunch. Mark, thank you. Appreciate you doing this.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Senator Kramer, thanks for being at the awesome welcome home celebration for those vets last night at the Bismarck Airport. You've been part of a lot of honor flights, but it was neat to see that crowd, wasn't it?
I think he left.
We lose Kevin. Okay. Yeah, he was there. All right, that was fantastic. I was also going to have him give a little plug for Space A, because we're going to talk about that next. And Bob Krause is here, the dean of the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences at the University of North Dakota. And Senator Kramer's going to be part of that as well. Senator Kramer, by the way, will not be with us Friday, so we asked him to come on today and help us chat with Mark and also Ennis Freedom. But He'll be part of the Space Ag Conference that is coming up at the University of North Dakota. Bob Cross here to tell us a little bit about it. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to see you. And always find it very exciting to hear about the innovation that's happening at UND. And Space Ag is one of those terms I hear, and I'm just like going, what?
Well, it's kind
space,
of a
space and egg.
Combination of two things. So it's how do we use space technology to improve the agriculture that we're doing on the Earth? But as NASA's moving forward and we're moving forward with trying to get astronauts back on the moon and to Mars, the question now is how do we start growing things in space and can we use our agriculture technology to help the space programs?
What do we know now about the success, you know, the possibilities of agriculture in space? What do we know?
Well, so there's a lot of research that's been going on already up on the International Space Station in terms of growing seeds that are on the space station, but then also getting seeds from up there back down to Earth. Can we get more seed production? So as we see the increase in commercial space activities, the question is, can we put industries in space, like seed production in space, but then also growing things up there, food production, because as we look at going to the moon and going to the Mars, we're talking much longer duration. And so it's not just a resupply and send a ship up every couple of weeks. It's now you got to take everything with you or you have to grow it with you. So it is kind of playing into like the movie The Martian where he starts growing potatoes.
I was just thinking that.
Were you?
Just thinking that. Yeah, great movie.
And what's interesting is you look at what we've already just done in agriculture technology in terms of vertical growing and growing walls and interior growing using lights and things like that. There's a lot of technology on Earth that we're using already for local farms and small farms that's going to help with this.
So talk about your event, and I know you've got a half-day conference planned. When is it? What will happen? I know you're doing it in partnership with Grand Farm, which is obviously cutting-edge technology.
So it's taken on Thursday up at University of North Dakota in the Memorial Union. It's going to kick off with a space egg workshop for small businesses, and Senator Kramer and his staff are going to be there to help run that. It's really to help small businesses learn how to do business with NASA. Then it's going to, the main part of it is going to be starting at noon with a luncheon. University President Armacost is going to come out. Senator Kramer is going to speak. And then we have a series of panels all afternoon with university experts, but then also experts from industry, from various industries that are doing these types of things. And so it's both space technology for observation and improving agriculture on Earth, but then also the agriculture industry and technology on Earth to help things in space. And so it's a combination of those.
And you mentioned the collaboration with Grand Farm. How does that relationship work between UND, the Aerospace School, and Grand Farm?
So it's a great collaboration. And so where they're looking at precision agriculture and they're using technology to improve the agriculture across the entire state, we've been a partner with them for many years because of our unmanned aerial systems. And so we've been working closely with them for the last several years. This Space Ag Conference is actually the second one. They hosted one last year down here in the Fargo area, and so we participated in that too. This one, because we're moving a little more towards space, we're going back up to UND this year.
Well, quick question. I just watched Return to Space on Netflix, which is about the Elon Musk-NASA partnership that basically got the transpose going back to how much is private sector going to play in the next decade or two,
I think,
with going back to the moon, doing all the things you're talking about, maybe even Mars.
Oh, exactly. So Elon Musk is always the loose cannon out there, and we don't know what he's going to be doing. His car is almost to Mars, I think. But one of the things we're looking at is the International Space Station is going to sunset by the end of the decade, so around 2030.
They're good or bad?
It's good because there's actually a replacement. And the replacement, what they're looking at, is it going to be a commercial space station replacement that NASA will rent space on? And so instead of NASA running it and doing it and building it, it's going to be a commercial venture with NASA renting it. But we're going to see a lot of things happening coming up soon. So NASA's launching their first space launch system, the first big rocket since the Saturn V is going up in a month. And so they're going to send that up uncrewed. They're going to send one up with a crew on it in 2024. And then they're doing the third mission. Artemis III is going to go out to the moon.
So I'm going to just hear it now. Hannon, can you hear this, Todd? Couple, 3 years from now. We're in space today.
Yeah, live.
live
from the moon, watching stuff grow.
That'll be you, brother. That'll be you.
I want to know more about how this will work and how we envision it working, you know, the supply chain and the collaboration back and forth when we continue with our guest from the University of North Dakota, John D. Odegaard, School of Aerospace Sciences. The dean is in the house, Bob Krauss, today. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. How about some lunch today? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Every size fountain pop or coffee cappuccinos, 49 cents. Then the meals, oh my gosh, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. How about some pulled pork at 12th and I-29? Glendon is beef tips today. Illinois has great choices. PetroServe USA, home cook, and tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. The 2022 GMC Hummer EV Edition defies classification. GMC's new 1,000 horsepower electric pickup is as unique as it is awesome. Those are the words of Car and Driver. You can kind of check out a preview of those at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Get your new 22 GMC Sierra all ordered up. And, of course, check out some 75 or so pre-owned trucks and SUVs, many of which come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
The entire, I would say, southern half of western North Dakota You know, if you divide North Dakota in fours, the southern half, Montana border, all the way past the Bismarck, between Jamestown and Bismarck, up to just south of Williston and Minot, is now all no travel advised. So it's a mess. It does not go all the way up 83 right now. It goes about halfway to Minot from Bismarck on 83, and then it looks like clear sailing there. So, and this is changing fast. Just be very careful. The other little news update we want to give you is the subway shooting we told you about earlier. Not a lot of details yet. We've seen one subway car with smoke pouring out of it. We've heard reports of undetonated devices, and we've heard shots fired. Anywhere from 5 to 7 people shot, 13 injured in some way is all we know. There'll be an update coming up here soon because the police look like they're getting ready to brief the media. That'll be at the top of the hour, and we'll bring that to you when it happens right here on What's On Your Mind. 10 before 11, we're talking Space Ag, a half-day conference that's coming to the University of North Dakota, Grand Farm, and the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences partnering up. That'll be Thursday in the Memorial Union, noon to 5. It is open to the public. You do want to register for that, however, on the which website where folks
You can just search for it. There is an Eventbrite site for it, but you can also just search for Space Ag Conference 2022, and it's linked also from the UND website.
And you mentioned earlier Senator Kramer's office will be there. People interested in doing business with NASA will be able to get some tutorials to find out how to do that as well. So a lot of great things happening. It'll be great. Now, I'm just going to ask some dumb questions here. Because I'm just trying to understand all this, the future and what it holds. But so NASA has a track going, Elon Musk has a track going, Jeff Bezos has one going, Virgin Atlantic has one going.
Yes,
all of the
above.
And is there any collaboration in there? What they're trying to accomplish?
There is. I think we're seeing some more collaboration between SpaceX and Elon Musk's company with NASA and with the Department of Defense. And so that's where the contracts are right now, is with the Department of Defense and with NASA, because they're resupplying the International Space Station. They're launching satellites into orbit, and that's who the big customers are for that type of thing. But then, you know, Elon Musk is putting his own Starlink internet based
low orbit.
And he's doing pretty well. I'm seeing great results from that. And I've talked to some people, even in the local area in North Dakota, that have replaced their cable systems with his Starlink system, that the speeds are going up because they're getting more satellites up. And so, you know, that's the whole commercial side of it, where we're seeing all of these businesses kick off that are space related. And so there's really three aspects of space today. It's the department, it's the defense side of things, it's the civil and NASA side of things, and then it's the commercial side of things. And that's just the United States. And add in all the other countries with that.
When you see an array of those Starlinks, too, you make you look twice, like, what am I seeing? It looks like an alien thing or something.
And on the commercial side, that's where the egg innovation is happening?
Well, it's a combination of things, because even on the defense side of things, we're looking at, do we need as many defense satellites if we can just buy the images from the commercial satellites? We saw this with the Ukraine invasion from Russia, that so many of these images were available on the commercial networks, that we're just buying commercial networks. It's on the news immediately where the troops are, what's happening. It's eyes in the sky.
So on the ag side, are we talking about growing things?
It's both. So, yes.
Space or actually on the moon? Or?
Well, there's a combination of things. So the things we're doing today is using satellites to look at the Earth, to look at the moisture content, to look at
that
all
helps,
of those
that
things.
That helps growers here.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then we are also, we've been growing a few things up on the space station, more science and experimental type things.
Just floating around.
Right.
Okay.
But as we look at and starting to put a station on the moon, or put a station in orbit around the moon, or eventually going to Mars, we've got to figure out how to grow things themselves, because we can't resupply.
We can't resupply. Why?
It's too far away. And so
Mars,
you know,
you're way gone.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You're
so in other words, it's going to be there. It's going to be a project, but
right.
You're not
your
gonna
option
be...
is you're going to be launching a rocket like every week that's just going to be going away and going away and going away. And right now, the economics aren't there to support that.
Wow. So where do you see the biggest ROI from space egg being for our course?
I think a lot of the things you're going to see is just, it's kind of a trickle-down effect of, are you able to, on a small scale, grow things that you're able to do? And so you may see this where people can integrate things into their own home, whether it's a home garden in their backyard or create a greenhouse in your backyard. And then it's more of that small scale farming that where it's really going to benefit. In addition, you know, is there large-scale farming technology that we can integrate into space, or the things that the farmers in North Dakota know that we can implement up there.
Fascinating topic for sure, and we appreciate you telling us all about it. Bob Krause, Dean of the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, hosting Thursday's Space Egg Conference from noon until 5. Senator Kevin Cramer will be the keynoter at 12:30, and businesses in North Dakota can find out how to do business with NASA, and most importantly, just learn a lot. UND Space Studies are going to have displays, including students in spacesuits. Huh?
That's awesome.
They're going to show how they work.
Yep. All right, best guess, when are we going to Mars?
Future farmers.
I think by the end of the decade.
Really?
The moon is the closest one. I think they're looking at, 2024, we're sending astronauts back up on the Artemis 2. 2023 is going around the moon, and then I think it's 25 or 26 that they're talking landing on the moon again.
And then they would launch to Mars from the moon?
Well, that would be the next step. We got to get established on the moon,
right.
And NASA's going to put a gateway
Scott and
in
Kevin will do
the
show from the moon when?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Mark it down. We're on it. We're doing it.
I'm such a space geek.
Fascinating conversation. Thank you, Dean Krause. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Glad to learn right along with our listeners. All right, no update yet on the situation at the subway shooting in New York City. We'll do that. I imagine we'll have a little more details at least at the top of the hour. It's one of those things where it's just a lot happening fast. God bless you, folks. Be careful out there. Drive safely.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.